Welcome to the podcast. I'm Larry Matthews. This is another in a series of podcasts recorded at the Creatures, Crimes, and Creativity Conference held in Hunt Valley, Maryland. The conference was sponsored by Intrigue Publishing. There were dozens of authors there, and one of the authors in attendance and one of the speakers was Allison Liotta. You'll be hearing more from her. Allison Liotta is the author of a book called Law of Attraction. It has her being compared to John Grisham.
Well, I was a federal prosecutor in D.C. for about 12 years. I specialized in sex crimes and domestic violence.
Sounds like a pretty intense way to make a living.
It was intense, but also really, really rewarding. I don't think there's any legal job in America where you get that feeling of satisfaction for a job well done.
So you make a decision to write legal thrillers.
Right.
So what was that like?
Well, I kept coming home from work saying, you know, you'd see these amazing things in the courtroom. Heartbreaking things, inspiring things, some absurd things. And I kept coming home and saying, somebody ought to put this in a book. And finally, what happened was I got pregnant and realized this was it. My free time was about to become very scarce. And if I was ever going to do that, if I was ever going to put my money where my mouth was, it was now. So I started writing. I was still at the U.S. Attorney's Office. I would get up at 5, right from 5 till 7 in the morning, and then go to work.
So tell me about your books.
The first is A Law of Attraction. It's about, surprisingly, a federal prosecutor in D.C. who specializes in sex crimes and domestic violence. Her name's Anna Curtis. She has a domestic violence homicide case. This is a scenario I always worried about as a DV, domestic violence prosecutor. You'd meet someone, a victim, the day after her assault. She'd be bloody and crying, saying she wants her boyfriend to go to jail. He won't do this again. And you would see his rap sheet. You would see that he'd been arrested, but never convicted for doing this a bunch of times before. And you would think, all right, this time we're going to get him. And then 3 months later, you'd go to court, and she and he would be in the back of the courtroom with his arm around her, and she would have this conversation with me. Ms. Liotta, I love him. I don't want to leave him. I don't want to send the father of my children to jail. Please drop the charges against him. And so I would have to make a decision, weighing the power of her choice versus the chance that this would be a homicide, that next time he hit her, he would kill her, because these incidents of violence tend to spiral upward. So that was a nightmare that kept me up at nights. It kept me working every day. And I think if you have something like that, something that worries you, that keeps you up, that's probably where your novel lies. Mm-hmm. And that's what I started writing about. It's about a domestic violence homicide where that happens, where a prosecutor brings the case, loses the case, and he kills her. And then the prosecutor now has a homicide case in her hands. And how does she unravel that? And when she does unravel it, she finds some things that she didn't expect.
Now, your latest book is just out.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
My latest book is Speak of the Devil. It is the third book in the Anna Curtis series, although they're all standalone, so you could pick up any book and just read it and enjoy the story. But Simon & Schuster wanted me to keep writing, so this is book number 3. Anna Curtis now is moving on in her personal life. She's just gotten engaged to the man of her dreams, a fellow prosecutor, but at the same time is investigating the gang MS-13, this very brutal sort of real-life gang that commits a horrendous crime within a brothel that they're raiding in the first scenes. And as she investigates and gets deeper into the gang, she starts to realize that there are a lot of secrets being kept in her office, through the gang, and in her personal life that are going to affect her and her her personal and professional lives the more she digs in.
So what's your writing process? I mean, when you put a story together, are you a plotter? Do you map it all out? Do you outline your book before you start to write?
I'm definitely a plotter. I'm too much of a type A to do anything else.
Yeah.
I'm plotting out number 4 right now, and I have a 17-page outline with 2 columns. It's going to take place in 2 different time periods, and so I have the 2 columns next to each other so I can see the way the book will go, but also the way that that they'll go back and forth in the 2 time periods from each other. And I don't know how I would possibly do that without plotting it out in great detail beforehand.
Well, maybe as a prosecutor, as an attorney, you probably have been trained to plot things out anyway.
I think that's probably right.
You don't make it up as you go along.
But I have great respect for people who are pantsers, people who write by the seat of their pants. Yeah, like you. Because it just seems more like magic to me to just sit down and unearth the story bit by bit instead of knowing exactly where it's going from the beginning. I'm not sure how that process works. I've never done that.
So who do you admire among the legal thriller writers? Who do you read? Is there anyone that you say, well, I would like to be like that or as skilled as that person?
Sure. I think, Scott Turow is just the literary side of the spectrum, and his words, his ideas are just beautiful. And I would love to reach that level. I think, John Grisham, who I've been compared to, he knows how to write a story, man. Yeah. He can make those pages fly. And it wasn't until I started writing myself that I realized what an incredible skill that is. You think because it's easy to read that it must be easy to write, but it takes me a year to make a book that flies by, and people wouldn't want to read the first few versions,
Yeah.
And when people tell me, oh, I read it in a day, I read it overnight, I read it in 2 days, that's because I really worked hard to make it that easy to read. And I really appreciate that about Grisham now.
So you have two lives. One was your legal life as a prosecutor, and now you're a writer and you have the writing life. So how do they match up, or do they?
Now I'm writing about being a prosecutor, so they match up pretty well.
Yeah.
I haven't really left the law at all. Now I just write about it. What's interesting is that as a lawyer, you really don't see the forest for the trees. You get a case and it's about, some step uncle abusing some step niece, and you're looking at this family's life, the details. When was he home? When was she home? Who does mom get along with him or not? Who's going to be on your side? Who's going to try to protect him? The very tiny details of this family. But as a writer, you're not looking at that at first. You're looking at the big picture. Where are the broad areas of injustice? What are the things we really fear? What are the things that drive us crazy? Where are the areas in the justice system that are pockets of darkness? And you want to look at the big picture for that. Once you've decided what you want to be talking about, I think then you go back and you make it personal.
Allison Leota, thank you very much.
Thank you.